Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lydia, I mean, what? I feel bad, I'm so late at listening to this, but like, if you'd have just texted me and told me you think you met actual God in real life, then I would have been quicker, you know? Have to admit, at first I thought you were being metaphorical. You do that sometimes. Or like, joking. Didn't 100% realise you were being serious. You are, right? Yeah, you are. Like, wow. The righteous fresher might be Jesus. Talk about a curveball. Wait, are Jesus and God the same thing? I get confused. I mean, either way, this is mega, Lids. I'm excited for you. I don't know how these things work. Like, what would it be? A resurrection or... Also, without being thick about it, do you have any proof? So he was wearing choir robes. To be fair, I get that. I mean, I ran out of bras ages ago. But like, why would Jesus choose to live in your halls? Not to be negative, but no offence, York is random as fuck. And, like, very remote, right? Like, surely he'd get into Cambridge? And what does it mean? Like, is he actually studying? Or have you seen him again? What do you guys talk about? I guess, well, yeah, those are my initial questions. This is cool, though. This is the first time you've been interested in a male human being since your dentist assistant. Oh, and I'm proud of you for emailing your dad. That must have been hard, but he needs to learn, seriously. Ah, oh, it's weird. My dad's calling me. Can I tell him you're Mary Magdalene? Hey, sorry, I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, I think I need to go outside. I can't. Hold on, I'll message back in a minute. Sorry, this keeps happening. It's annoying. Like, when I was with Cal Surprise, it woke me up in the middle of the night, and I think he thought I was having some kind of exorcism. I mean, so did I. And it happened after I found out about Mike, and like, my heart races, and I get this ringing in my ears, and well, Dad just said he just turned up at their house last night, Mike, to drop off all my things with her, and this small child is looking at me. Yeah, I'm going to have to walk. This is really awkward. I mean, why would he do that? And with her? And now the pub quiz girl knows where I live. It's like she's seen me naked. It's stressing me out, Lids. I didn't even leave any stuff at his. It was clearly a power thing. Like, literally, I left a toothbrush and some underwear and, okay, the watch I got for my 18th. But still, you could have posted it. We have a postal service, don't we? I just left him a voice message. I really let rip. I'll forward it to you so you can let me know what you think. I had to get it out, though. Fuck him. I hope he loses all of his hair. I'm late for my lecture, but I don't think I can go back in. My heart's still... Yeah, I think I'm going to have to skip it. Do you think that's okay? Sorry. God, sorry. This is lame. I think I'm going to go home and sleep. I'm sorry for being so... Fuck men. Fuck them all. Except Jesus, obviously. Okay, I'm forwarding the message now. Hi, Michael. I'm leaving you a voice message because you need to hear this from my mouth. I'm too angry for texting. Okay, so this is to say if you ever, and I mean ever, go near my dad's again and with, what's her name? Alyssa? Gross. Makes me sick. Just because they are good men, unlike you, you are a bad man, Mike. How do you sleep at night, Mike? I hope you catch fire. I hope you melt into a pool of skin. I don't want to see you again. Don't come to anything. Don't leave your house. Yeah, yeah. Just stay inside having sex with your new Alyssa, yeah? I hope you have loads of sex while I'm out catching up with friends next week. Lots of bad sex because you're bad at it, Mike. I would know. I've had a lot of dick in London, and your dick is very low down on my... can't even remember it. I don't think about it anymore. Never. Because I am free. Goodbye, Michael.
Hey, Megs. Is your phone off or something? I don't know when you'll get this, but I'm around this afternoon if you want to talk. I'm in Tesco right now. Just thought I'd be organised and get some stuff in for when you come. Do you like gnocchi? I've just discovered it, and well, it's a bit of a controversial texture. I've not even really made up my mind about it yet, so I thought I'd check. I'm so sorry, Mike's being such a... He really is just pure poison. What did your dad do? It just makes me so mad, the thought of him in your house. Ugh. I listened to the message you sent him. I like the imagery. If it's any consolation, Mike is definitely, completely effed in the afterlife. I'm worrying about you, though, Megs. You sound... What's going on with these? They sound like panic attacks or palpitations or... Are you going on enough walks? I hate the thought of it happening at night. Is there anyone there who can take care of you? I don't mean random people. I mean like a friend or... Oh, I wish it was next week already. Time is really dragging. It'll be okay though, Meg. Literally a few days ago, my life was a complete disaster and now... Also, your dad sent me such a nice message saying I can stay in reading week if I don't want to be with my family, which is so kind because, yeah, I sort of forgot about the holidays. Oh, no, I just put a pepper through as an onion by mistake. Do you think I should own up? But please don't worry. If you want proper family time, it's totally fine for me to stay here. I have a lot of work to do. I'm basically making a mission plan, ways I can really honour and serve Sam when the time comes. And I'm still calling him Sam for now because, Jesus, it's very conspicuous otherwise, isn't it? I don't mind you asking questions. It's a pretty unique situation. I have seen him again. Last night, he cooked a bolognese for everyone on our floor, which is so thoughtful, but also... I can't get my head around how... But I guess the whole point is that Jesus was normal on the outside. There are so many times in the Bible where people wouldn't initially recognise him, but... Oh, I would love him to look at me a little differently, to see me, you know? And what I can do for him. And, like, when will this actually start, you know? Will I have to wait until third year? And I didn't actually get offered any of the bolognese, which is fine, because I know I'm kind of separate from the freshers, and I'm trying not to eat beef anymore, but... And his door is always shut, although... Maybe he's waiting for me to make the next move. Like, maybe I should put a note under his door or message him or make pesto pasta. But he won't want pasta 2 days in a row. Okay, well, I'm gonna start with a note and go from there. Right. I'll talk to you later. Ring me if you want, okay? Love you.
Hey, Lids. Just walking home. God, I love London at night. So cool. Funny story. I ended up going back with this guy tonight and, right, I'm on my period. And I told him, obviously, thinking maybe he'd not fancy it. And it was quite hot, actually. He just, like, pinned my arms down on top of me, looked into my eyes and said, blood doesn't scare him because he's in the Navy. I mean, what does that mean? Navy people, Marines, is that the same thing?
Do they actually encounter blood on a regular basis? Or maybe he was just referring to general liquids. God knows. Until then, I didn't realise he had an actual career. He didn't look old enough, but I was pretty drunk, so maybe I wasn't looking at him properly. God, what if he was like 50? Also, guys' bedrooms, they're so... like half of them don't even have curtains. Although I guess he mostly lives on a boat, so there's his excuse. Sorry, Liz, you're probably like, why do I have to hear about Meg's period sex? You're welcome. Anyway, I was actually messaging to say loads of things. Firstly, it was so good to actually speak on the phone earlier. I really needed that. And yeah, like I said, don't worry about me. Honestly, I'm doing way better. I just had a weird moment with mic stuff, but I'm fine now. And obviously, you have to stay with us in Reading Week. I would love that so much. And especially now when, well, yeah, I saw your dad's email. Fuck. You okay? Can't believe he thinks you're having a baby. But, I mean, I do sort of see where he's coming from. I reread your email to him, and it does kind of seem like you're telling him you have a son instead of the son, you know? Maybe it's not that obvious, but yeah, don't panic. We can go to see them together when we're home and explain. But also, it's none of their business. Like, even if you were pregnant, what's their problem? This is 2019. Give me a break. I mean, your dad slept with three fucking separate dog trainers. They can't judge you for... But look, it's fine. You're staying with me and worst case scenario, we will adopt you. And the baby. Jokes. Oops, dad group. Does Jesus have curtains in his room? Have you seen inside? Do you think he's had sex? Like, how pure is he? Is that allowed? I was thinking, this is a bit of an anticlimax in comparison to the Nativity, isn't it? Like, big difference between three wise men and a phone party in Freshers' Week. Also, thanks for the list of things I need to pack. I don't know if you were being serious about me bringing up my bass to play with you in church. Like, I'd love to, but I'm worried it will burn down if I step inside. And also, I only really know jazz. I'll just chill out on Sunday morning or sleep. Yay. Okay, I finally made it back. God, how much do Navy people get paid anyway? You'd think he'd have got me a taxi. Love you, Lids. I'm seeing you so soon. Okay, goodbye.
Hello, Lydia. It's Sam. Just a little misogyny to say someone has been stealing Jessica's gluten-free cereal. Sorry about the noise. You're on speaker. I thought I'd try to clean the organ in the minster before rehearsals. Ended up doing a bit of damage, which I'm now trying to fix. Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. I should not be trying to multitask. Almost hammered a nail into my hand. Oh, yes, Jessica Cereal. She asked me to tell you because she knows we're close. As in neighbours. Do you know Jessica? She's on my course and wears a lot of yellow. Let me know if you want me to put you in touch. Thanks, Lydia. You're a saviour.
Holy Shit was written and directed by Emma Pritchard. Meg was Mandeep Dillon, Lydia was Patsy Ferran, and Sam was Cleve September. The producers were Claire Broughton and Diggory Waite, with sound design and mastering by John Wakefield. Our title track is Someday by Annie Drury, Bob Bradley, and Matt Parker. Let all the memories subside. Holy Shit is a Hat Trick podcast. Someday.